For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. The number of people seeking help for alcohol and substance abuse has risen, along with the stress caused by the coronavirus. Mary Peterson is Chief Operating Officer for Unity Point Health's Robert Young Center, which is affiliated with the Center for Alcohol and Drug Services, known as CADS. She says at the beginning of the pandemic, the number of people making appointments dropped 70%. But then last May and June, people started calling and going to the emergency rooms to find help.
They felt lonely, you know, related to the pandemic, right? Isolation. They had general anxiety about the virus itself, about the vaccine, about, you know, not having contact with support systems like they had in the past. And then economic stressors. And those three were really the major drivers to that increase, and they continue to this day.
For all of 2020, Peterson says the total number of people needing help with alcohol and substance use increased 28% compared to the previous year. But there is hope and help is available.
One of the ways that, you know, people can really promote resiliency and decreasing stress is to get into contact with nature or have physical activity, social interaction outside, wearing a mask, social distancing and the like, but just being outside and having some physical activity.
CADS and the Robert Young Center work together and serve residents of both Illinois and Iowa.
Substance use and mental health, they're related. Right? And we've seen that in the pandemic. Stress, anxiety has been some of the reasons to trigger people coming out of sobriety and having relapse or developing a substance use disorder. But as you look forward and how we treat that, the use of those comorbid treatments, having both mental health treatment and substance use treatment kind of interwoven, are very beneficial and are needed moving forward. And, you know, that can be from cognitive behavioral therapy. It can be based on behavioral interventions like mindfulness. And when you start to use these techniques to help people have the tools to deal long-term with anxiety and stress, and sometimes medication also is needed, whether it is for, you know, anxiety or whether it's a medication-assisted treatment for use of opioids or another substance. But they can use those treatments to help them get back to life. And really, when you think of individuals that are struggling with substance use disorder, it's not just them that are impacted. It really is the whole family system, their support system, their network. It is their place of employment, and it is the greater community. So by having those treatments that are available in whatever method an individual chooses to access them, virtually or in person, but you're treating the mental health and you're treating the substance concurrently, that really does give the best opportunity for a positive outcome.
Peterson also encourages anyone who's struggling with addiction to call the Center for Alcohol and Drug Services. Assessments can be done right away in person or virtually using telehealth.